Relax. Rain movement, purple and gray. Created by Opal Song. Fandom, Katakyo Hitman Reborn. Rating, explicit. Pairing, Yamamoto Takeshi, Gokudera Hayato. Also tagged for Asexual Takeshi, BDSM, Dom Takeshi, Allosexual Hayato, Sub Hayato, and Feelings. Additional creator's notes at the end of the podfic. Created for Anapods for ITPE 2018. Hayato, go home, Tsuna said. Again. But 10th, the Citruli are... Tsuna cut him off. You've been working on the Citruli for a week straight. I don't think you've slept in 48 hours. The Citruli won't go anywhere if you take 8 to sleep. Hayato remained unconvinced. Takeshi could see it in his face. Hayato was going to pull another all-nighter trying to figure out what the Citruli actually wanted and how to defend against them. Takeshi was about ready to call in Hibari to deal with them, if only so Hayato slept. But that would make Tsuna sad, and Tsuna was already on board with making Hayato sleep. You'll be more effective if you rest, Tsuna tried, and Hayato seemed to sway in place. The look on his face told Takeshi that the argument was working. All they needed was for Reborn to pop up and hit Hayato with some stats about sleep deprivation and they'd have him. Hayato's phone dinged with an incoming message and he stiffened. He reached for his phone and Tsuna lost it. No, Hayato, he said. And that was his 10th voice, the Dawn of the Vongola, not their friend. I forbid you from working for 10 hours. You will get some rest and relax. Hayato gaped, phone temporarily forgotten and slipping from his hand. Takeshi swooped in and caught it before it fell. Tsuna's eyes caught on him, and Takeshi caught a glint of orange fire in their depths. Takeshi? Yeah, boss? Take Hayato to your rooms and help him relax. Tsuna finished, with a twist in his voice that made Hayato stiffen and Takeshi grin. He slipped the phone into his pocket and lightly grabbed Hayato's arm. Hayato went rigid and then tore his arm away. As the 10th demands, he said, stalking away in the direction of their rooms. That was practically a yes please when he was this tense. Takeshi grinned and followed him, giving Tsuna a thumbs up on the way by. Tsuna smiled and turned back to his own work. He caught up with Hayato in their bedroom. He was standing, tense as a bowstring, in the center of the room. His eyes were wild and he kept patting himself down. Wow, he hadn't been this bad in a while. Takeshi fished the phone from his pocket. Looking for this? He asked. Hayato twitched like he had meant to lunge for it but stopped himself. Good. He definitely knew that he needed this. He put the phone down on the dresser, behind a bunch of candles they never used, but Hayato insisted looked decorative. Takeshi could see it and keep an eye on it, but it would be hidden from Hayato when he was lying on the bed. He caught Hayato's eyes. You remember what to say if you don't want this? They'd been playing this game for long enough that he knew that Hayato knew, and Hayato knew that he knew that he knew, but Takeshi liked to confirm. Hayato scoffed. I know what my fucking safe word is. Give me my phone. I need to check something. That was so blatant it made Takeshi laugh. Nope, he said cheerfully. You need to strip and get on the bed. Hayato growled. Whether at the command or the cheer, Takeshi wasn't quite sure. It could easily be either. He didn't move. Takeshi pouted, mostly for show. He'd been pretty sure it was going to be that kind of day, but now he was sure. Hayato didn't want to need this. He wanted to be a machine and just keep working until all Tsuna's problems were solved. Which would never, ever actually happen. He resented that he had to take breaks and wouldn't take them even when he needed them. That's where Takeshi came in. He would force Hayato to relax, get him out of his brain for a bit, and make him calm down. If you don't strip, I won't check your phone. He grinned at Hayato, just to annoy him more. They both knew it was a lie. Takeshi would check the phone like clockwork to make sure there wasn't anything that actually needed Hayato's immediate attention. And Hayato knew that. But Hayato needed the threat to give him the excuse that he wasn't taking a break, that Takeshi was forcing him to do this. They both stood there as Hayato fought with himself. Obey Takeshi or use his safe word. If he used his safe word, Takeshi would give him his phone immediately. This wasn't the right thing every time. Of course, then Tsuna would probably get Hibari to beat them both unconscious, so Hayato would rest anyway. Hayato glared at him and stripped. Takeshi watched and grinned. This was going to be fun. Hayato shivered under his gaze and flopped down onto the bed resentfully. He let Hayato stew as he went to their toy chest and got out what they'd need today. Today definitely wasn't a day where he wanted Hayato to stew too much. He wanted him out of his head, not locked further in it. But getting him even tenser made him easier to break down. Takeshi contemplated the toys before going for some soft rope and a pretty, but otherwise generic, plug. Today wasn't a day for pain, nor for anything really fancy. There were days when Hayato wanted pain, wanted to be beaten until he couldn't think. And there were days where he wanted really complicated toys and scenarios. Days when they both wanted to try out something new and complicated. Today wasn't any of those, though. Today was about getting Hayato to rest and shut off his brain for a couple of hours. Takeshi dropped the plug on the nightstand and set the rope right in the middle of Hayato's chest. He shivered at the feel of the soft fabric. As he tied Hayato to the bed, not really moving him from the starfish he'd landed in earlier, Hayato fought him, tugging his arms and thrashing. But it was a token effort. They played rough sometimes, and this wasn't that. This was Hayato's brain needing the reassurance that he didn't want this, that he wasn't letting Tsuna down by taking a break, that Takeshi was forcing him to do this. None of this was true, and they both knew it. That was what the safe word was for. But it helped Hayato to have the veneer of not wanting and needing this. And Takeshi was cool with being the bad guy here and forcing the issue. Oh no, antagonizing Hayato into sleeping. How would he ever live with himself? Takeshi finished the last knot, and Hayato fought for a moment longer, reassured himself that he was stuck, at Takeshi's mercy, and then sagged against the bed, totally pliant. Takeshi kissed him. He looked way too cute, sleep-deprived and disheveled from struggling. Hayato surged up and kissed back desperately. Ha ha, wow, you really need this, huh? Takeshi said when he broke away from his mouth. Hayato snarled. Takeshi grabbed his cock in response. Hayato gasped and bucked, frantic and hard. Takeshi just let his hand curl loosely around Hayato's cock while he glanced over at the phone, quiet and still. He stretched out beside Hayato, not giving him the friction he wanted, keeping his hand loose and moving with the buck of his hips. He kissed him again and again, letting him wear himself out and wind himself up. Finally, he rolled on top of Hayato, keeping his own hips away from Hayato's. His softness would only distract him. There were days that Hayato got off on Takeshi's impassive body, but he didn't think today was one of them. He smothered Hayato in kisses, tightening his fist and holding his hips down, forcing him to still. He slowed the rhythm of the strokes until it was a steady, firm pull that got to Hayato like nothing else. Hayato stopped kissing him not long after. Takeshi pouted but sat back so he could really take in the mess he was making of him. Hayato was covered in sweat. His silver hair was plastered to his forehead like the remnants of some box experiment gone wrong. He was staring at the ceiling, mouth open and gasping. His hips were rolling slowly, following Takeshi's fist, not trying for more, accepting and helping. He was beautiful like this, raw and open. Hayato was beautiful all the time, in Takeshi's opinion. He told him so in the best moments, which generally made him squawk and deny it or blush a deep red, or both. But there was something to seeing him like this, vulnerable in a way he never was, that Takeshi couldn't get enough of. It wasn't a sex thing. Takeshi was completely uninterested in orgasms or pleasure like that. Hayato had tried once. Takeshi was curious, too. And it took them nearly 2 hours of teasing and toys and staring into each other's eyes like the love-struck teenagers they were to get Takeshi's body to finally orgasm. It was pretty anticlimactic, and not great feeling for Takeshi. Hayato had cried with frustration and embarrassment and wouldn't stop blaming himself for putting him through that, until Takeshi had no choice but to spank him out of it. They never tried again, and both of them were cool with it. But he just always wanted to curl up and purr or puff out his chest in pride and parade around bragging when he saw Hayato like this. This Hayato was his. He did this. Hayato trusted him to get him there. Speaking of, he shifted his knees and braced himself a little better. Then he pumped 3 times hard and fast, and Hayato let out the whine that meant he was going to come. Takeshi let go. Hayato bucked and writhed and cursed, screaming at Takeshi. He wrote it out, letting Hayato get it out of his system. Fuck you, Yamamoto, and your fucking high horse. I need it. Just a little more and I'll come. Then I'll fucking sleep. That was the point, right? Fuck you. Hayato sobbed and yelled and never quite begged. Nope, Takeshi said, in his most perky voice, just to annoy Hayato the most. You'll roll over and nap for 5 minutes at most, and then you'll be back at work. The point is to sleep. Hayato glared, but then went limp. He knew Takeshi was right. He was also a little shit, and Takeshi wasn't falling for the limp routine. Hayato was right on edge. If Takeshi touched his dick now, he'd come. Takeshi kissed him. At first, Hayato was all prickly resentment and refusal to engage, but he slowly softened and opened up to him. Takeshi took that as a good sign. He kept kissing him for a while, because he enjoyed it. But eventually, he wanted to put that look on Hayato's face again, and Hayato appeared to be possibly, maybe, getting close to really thinking again, so he leaned down a little further and nipped lightly at one of Hayato's nipples. Hayato arched and cursed. Still keyed up then. Good. But actual curse words. Also good. He'd made Hayato come using only his nipples before. He didn't want a repeat right now. He bent back down and sucked hard, bringing a hand up to roll and pinch the other nipple. Hayato's cursing got breathy and stuttery. Takeshi grinned around the flesh in his mouth. When Hayato started squirming and trying to thrust, Takeshi knew it was time. He sat back, glancing at the phone. 1 message. It was from Tsuna, telling them that dinner was canceled. And pinched extra hard while he grabbed the lube with his other hand. Then he leaned back down and widened the area of focus. He was biting, kissing, stroking, pinching Hayato's whole chest now, letting him be distracted by never knowing where the next touch would be or what it was. Without warning, he sank a lubed finger to the hilt inside him. Hayato screamed. A good scream, one filled with pleasure. He was losing control. Haha, that was a good one. I wonder if I can make you do it again, Takeshi said, grinning, and crooked his finger just so inside Hayato. He could see Hayato grit his teeth against another scream, but he couldn't hide the buck of his hips or the way his hole clenched as Takeshi kept up the sudden pressure on his prostate. When Hayato started to shake his head and tremble a little, he let off. He pulled his finger out, hooking the tip on the rim before sinking it back in, and started worshipping his chest again. Hayato pulled against the ropes, thrashing. He tried to buck his hips against Takeshi's weight. Anything to get more than the slow tease of Takeshi's finger and soft kisses around his nipples. Aw, he was so cute when he got frustrated. Takeshi sunk another finger in and repeated that thought out loud. Hayato tried to snarl, but it turned into a whiny moan halfway through as the fingers sank in. Takeshi giggled. He stretched Hayato, scissoring his fingers and brushing his prostate just to make him lose track of himself. And he kept biting and kissing his chest. Mostly he avoided his nipples because he was too close, but he had fun elsewhere. Hayato bucked and fought the ropes as he bit just below his belly button. At that, Takeshi sat back and pulled his fingers almost all the way out, circling a third, stroking his rim from both the inside and outside. Hayato focused on him and actually whined out loud. He tried to spread his legs and offer himself. Yeah, he was almost there. Takeshi pushed all three fingers in hard and fast, and Hayato's eyes rolled back. His mouth gaped open and he was gasping, face slack with pleasure. Takeshi could see wetness at the corners of his eyes and a hint of drool on his lips. But then he licked his lips and focused, kind of, on Takeshi. His eyes were glazed, and he didn't really respond to Takeshi's cooing, but he was rolling his hips deliberately and desperately. He was making tiny moans each time Takeshi's fingers fucked into him. But they weren't unconscious moans. He was begging. Hayato was gorgeous when he was desperate enough to beg. He didn't do it often, and if this were any other time, Takeshi would cave and give him everything he wanted. But it was still all conscious, deliberate, and Takeshi needed to take him right out of his head. He pressed in one more time, biting hard on a nipple at the same time, just to get Hayato right to the edge. Then he pulled back, fingers out and sitting up and away from Hayato's glorious, kiss-bruised chest and tempting mouth. Hayato bucked. But it was softer than the last time, less aggressive. He tried again to spread his legs, and the only sound he made was a lost little moan. Fuck. Takeshi just couldn't say no to that. He grabbed the plug and lubed it up, sinking it into Hayato slowly. Hayato let out a little, unself-conscious moan, and the wetness in his eyes finally collected as he closed them, and tears fell onto the pillow. He was beautiful and vulnerable. Takeshi just wanted to give him the world and wrap him up in cuddles. He did the next best thing. He lowered his head and sank his mouth onto him. Hayato's hips gave a stuttering, almost thrust, but then he just lay there and let Takeshi take care of him. His heart swelled and he swallowed him further down. Sometimes, at this point, Takeshi would lube and stretch himself and milk Hayato with his ass. It was a good workout and felt interesting every time. Not sexy, not the way Hayato felt it, but neat. But Hayato had to be in the right frame of mind, and seeing Takeshi's soft dick flopping around would remind him that Takeshi wasn't hard, which wasn't okay in Hayato's lizard brain. And that would break the mood and make Hayato feel bad, which, no, not acceptable. So Takeshi took one for the team, haha, and sucked Hayato's dick while playing with the plug. Not that he minded this, either. It was a rush to milk sounds and reactions out of Hayato with just his lips and tongue and teeth and throat. And having his mouth full meant he wasn't distracted when he listened to Hayato's gasps and moans. He started pleading, not quite begging in words, he wasn't coherent enough for that, but tiny whines and whimpers that he had no idea he was making. Hayato could be loud in bed, the way everyone always expected. He performed his pleasure in ways that Takeshi loved, both because he was gorgeous and because it let Takeshi know what worked for him. He was also amazing to show off. The job in the bondage club was one of Takeshi's favorite memories, and the one where they needed a distraction for Chrome's extraction, and the one where they needed to keep the target in the next room up all night. And, well, Hayato's performances were always great. But when they were alone and Hayato finally stopped thinking, he was quiet in bed, all gasping and hitching whines, spread legs and shifting hips. Takeshi took him deep, working his throat. He never understood when the other guys in the locker room looked wide-eyed when he mentioned he didn't have a gag reflex. They sometimes bragged about girlfriends or boyfriends. He hadn't understood until the first time he went down on Hayato. Now he used that, milked Hayato's dick with his throat. And he fucked him with the plug, pulling it out slow and ramming it back in. Hayato was soundless now, and Takeshi looked up. He wasn't even fighting the ropes, just laying there and staring blindly at the ceiling, tears streaking from the corners of his eyes to drip off his ears and onto the pillow. Takeshi sucked extra and fucked the plug in fast and brought his other hand up and pinched his nipple for just that extra bit of stimulation. Hayato let out a broken sound, almost as if he was in pain, and came down Takeshi's throat. The taste wasn't Takeshi's favorite, but a face shot would be wasted today, and cleaning up was annoying. He kept milking Hayato until he was totally done, and then just held him in his mouth for a bit longer. Hayato whined when Takeshi let him slide from his mouth. Takeshi kissed the crease of his hip, and then, because he wanted to, kissed his way up his body. He wasn't trying to get Hayato off anymore. This was for him, because he liked it. Well, and it was to show Hayato that he was cared for and that he loved him. He kissed Hayato full on the mouth, stretched over him and protecting him from everything outside of them. And this was the other reason for swallowing. Hayato did like the taste of cum and always lost it a little when he tasted it in Takeshi's mouth. They made out for a bit as Hayato came down slowly. But eventually Takeshi tore himself away. He had to get Hayato out of the ropes and get him cleaned up. After that was done, though, cuddles. And sleep. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for me. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening! Creator's Notes. This work includes an asexual person happily and voluntarily both initiating and participating in a sexual situation, a very sexual situation, and sexual acts. If that is not your cup of tea, then this podfic probably won't satisfy you.